श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुर धाम की श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की गंगमय जमुनामय की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग गौर प्रेमानंद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Third Canto, Chapter 28, Text Number 25. Nabi Radam Bhuvana Kosha Guhodara Stam Yatratma Yoni Dishana Akila Loka Padmam Vyudam Haritmani Vrisha Stanayo Amusha Jayet Dvayam Vishada Hara Mayuka Goram Nabi radam bhuvana kosha guhodarastam Yatratma yoni dishanakila loka padmam Vyudam harin mani vrishastanayora musha Jaye dvayam vishadahara mayuka goram Nabi radam bhuvana kosha guhodarastam Yatratma yoni dishanakila loka padmam Vyudam harin mani vrishastanayor amusha Jaye dvayam vishadahara mayuka goram
Nabi hridam
Yatratma loki vishanakila loka padmam
Vyudam harin mani
vrishastanayor amusya Jaye dvayam vishadahara mukhya goram Nabi radam guvana kosha guhodarastam Yatratma yoni dishanakila loka padmam Vyudam harin mani vrishastanayora musya Jaye dvayam vishadahara mayuka goram Nabi radam bhuvana kosha guhodarastam Yatratma yoni dishanakila loka padmam
Vyudam Harin Mani Vishastanayora Musha. Jayet Dvayam Vishadaharam Mayuka Goram. Nabi Radam Bhuvanakosha Guhodarastam. Yatratma Yoni Dishanakila Loka Padmam. Vyudam Harin Mani Vishastanayora Musha. Jayet Dvayam Vishadahara Nayuka Goram. Nabi Radam Bhuvanakosha Guhodarastam. Yatratma Yoni Vishanaki Loka Padmam. Vyudam Harin Mani Vishastanayora Musha. Jayet Dvayam Vishadahara Mayuka Goram. Ladies. Nabi Radam Bhuvanakosha Guhodarastam. Yatrat Mayoni Dishanaki Laloka Padmam. Vyudam Harin Mani Vishastanayora Musya. Jayet Dvayam Vishadahara Mayuka Goram. Anyone else? Nabi Radam. The Naval Lake. Bhuvanakosha, of all the worlds, Guha, the foundation, Udara, on the abdomen, Stam, situated, Yatra, where, Atmayoni, of Brahma, Dishana, residence, Akila Loka, containing all planetary systems. Padmam, lotus. Vyudam, sprang up. Harit Mani, like emeralds. Vrisha, most exquisite. Stanayo, of nipples. Amusha, of the Lord. Jayet, he should meditate on. Dvayam, the pair. Vishada, white. Hara, of pearl necklaces. Mayuka, from the light. Goram, whitish. Translation. The yogi should then meditate on his moon-like navel in the water of his abdomen. From his navel, which is the foundation of the entire universe, sprang the lotus stem containing all the different planetary systems. The lotus is the residence of Brahma, the first created being. In the same way, the yogi should concentrate his mind on the Lord's nipples, which resemble a pair of most exquisite emeralds and which appear whitish because of the rays of the milk-white pearl necklace adorning his chest. Bhaktivedanta purport. The yogi is advised next to meditate upon the navel of the Lord, which is the foundation of the material creation. Just as a child is connected to his mother by the umbilical cord, so the firstborn living creature, Brahma, by the supreme will of the Lord, is connected to the Lord by a lotus stem. In the previous verse, it was stated that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who engages in massaging the legs, ankles, and thighs of the Lord, is called the mother of Brahma. But actually, Brahma is born from the abdomen of the Lord, not from the abdomen of his mother. There are inconceivable conceptions of the Lord, and one should not think materially. Quote, how can a father give birth to a child? Unquote. It is explained in the Brahma Samhita that each limb of the Lord has the potency of every other limb. Because, what's that verse? Everybody can say it loud. Sakalendri avrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sarujvala vigrahasya govindam adi prusham tamam bhajami. That's when we, every morning, right? When we greet the deities. The Lord can see with his ears. The material ear can hear, but it cannot see. But we should understand from the Brahma Samhita that the Lord can also see with his ears and hear with his eyes. Any organ of his transcendental body can function as any other organ. His abdomen is the foundation of the planetary systems. Brahma holds the post of the creator of the planetary systems, but his engineering energy is generated from the abdomen of the Lord. Any creative function in the universe always has a direct connecting link with the Lord. The necklace of pearls, which decorates the upper portion of the Lord's body, is also spiritual. Therefore, the yogi is advised to gaze at the whitest luster of the pearls decorating his chest. Om Agana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Shri Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Mancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Krishna Twadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Ajayvame Visitu Manasaraja Hansan Prana Prayama Samaye Kapavata Pitae Kantavaroho Dhanavido Smaranam Kritaste. Prabhupada translated that one, let me die now. And he often recited that verse, but in other words, let me be thinking of Krishna. Now we can chant. We're in a good association, so many things. So let me die in this consciousness. Because everyone is going to come to the end. Life is a journey towards death, right? Everybody's moving in the same direction. Prabhupada said, I've died so many years. 5-year-old boy has died also 5 years. Some 80-year-old man has died for 80 years. But that's not pessimistic for a devotee because he's moving towards elevating himself by meditating on the Lord. The Lord has a form and he has a personality. So it's very much stressed to think of the form of the Lord. So we were saying yesterday, we have the deities. Krishna manifests himself in that way. And people are attracted. All over the world, there's so many temples with deities. And those who are fortunate, they go and they like to go and see the form of the Lord. They keep pictures. Everybody wants some kind of form, except very few people. They don't have, you know, they like to have pictures of some beautiful person or beautiful animal or something that they meditate on. And it's encouraged like anything. There's always magazines you see, you know, the 100 most beautiful people. And people want to have beautiful forms. Lord Chaitanya, and we're supposed to be praying Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. I don't want wealth, and I don't want followers, popularity, fame, and I don't want a beautiful woman, or I don't worry about that. Although we can use those things for Krishna if we have them, but it's not the goal to get them. But the materialists, they pray Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Janam Dehi. That's how they worship Durga. It's their mantra. Dehi means give me. Right? Any Indian knows that? Give me, give me, give me. Give me wealth, give me fame, give me popularity. Yasho. Like Mother Yashoda is called, she gives fame. Give me beauty, give me beautiful women. Give me, give me, give me. But the devotee wants to give everything to Krishna. He's only asking for a service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. And as much as we give Krishna, yayatamam prapajante tam sataiva vajamyaham, as much as whatever we give Krishna, he gives back. He reciprocates. With the demons who want to fight with Krishna, he fights with them. Gives them a good fight. We have many, many leelas of that. Like Kamsa or Hiranyakasipu, they didn't want, you know, to dance with Krishna or, you know, have intimate. They want to fight. Of course, they're thinking they can kill him. And they're thinking Krishna is the source of all their, like Kamsa. He thought of Krishna, but the more he thought of Krishna, he was in total anxiety. He was death personified. He was so afraid Krishna would kill him. So he was trying in every way to kill Krishna. But he didn't succeed. I remember one time, a long time ago, in one airport, Orlando, Florida, there was an article in the newspaper, all the efforts that the government had made to kick the devotees out. And it was just like reading about Kamsa trying to kill Krishna, you know. Well, they tried this, but the Hare Krishnas beat him. And then they tried like so many things, and they couldn't succeed. Nobody can defeat Krishna. Although sometimes he may appear to be like Hiranyakasipu's associates told him, Vishnu's hiding, he's afraid of you, you don't have to worry. You know, he's taking shelter in everyone's heart. Pondraka's associates told him, you're Krishna, you're Vishnu. Because he was defeated also, then he was depressed, and they were trying to cheer him up. So they convinced him, you know, he was God. And there's many stories like that from the Panchatantra and things like that. And Prabhupada said one time, some people, they wanted to disturb one man, so they kept telling him, everybody that saw him said, oh, you've become a ghost. What happened to you? Become a ghost. And then he started thinking he was a ghost. There's one in Panchatantra where there was one farmer carrying a goat, and some thieves, they wanted that goat, some clever thieves, so they made, you know, one of the thieves saw the man and said, why are you carrying that dog? Why are you carrying a dirty old dog around? And then the next one said, why are you carrying that donkey? And somehow or other he got convinced and threw it down. So these things happen. So we try to tell everybody, you're not that body, you're a spirit soul, your nature is actually Satchit Ananda, full of bliss, your rightful condition is to be happy, free from anxiety, that you can go, Krishna loves you, Krishna wants everybody to come back to him. It may seem sometimes that, you know, everybody goes through that. Where is Krishna? The Christians have many books, you know, about things like that, all spiritual writers. Actually, one boy was asking me in Poland or something. He was a Roman Catholic, and he'd studied all those, they call the dark night of the soul. He said, why don't you have that, you know? Or people are worried, where is God, you know? But everyone has that feeling, and Bhaktivinoda and his, like that Gopinath song, are you going to abandon me? Don't you care about your devotee? You've saved so many demons, what about me? It seems like devotees leave many. They're thinking, well, I've been chanting for 1 week or 100 years, but I haven't achieved, you know, what I wanted. Doesn't seem like Krishna's answering my prayers. We're trying to do something for Krishna. He always comes at when he's ready. So if someone is thinking, why isn't Krishna doing what I want him to do? You know, just as the Prabhupada said, don't ask Krishna to be your order supplier. But that's what most people, they want. They want God to just, you know, give me whatever I want. Pray for something and get it. And it can happen that way, but it's a foolish to be praying for Dhanam and Janam and Sundarim when those things will all be temporary and not even satisfying while one has them. It can just be a source of more anxiety. So we can meditate on Krishna. And the more we serve, for the bhakti, it's not just meditating, but we want to serve Krishna. So he allows us to dress him and offer, you know, feed him and take care of him, sing and dance for him, do so many things for him. And the more one is serving Krishna, then the more Krishna reveals himself. And that depends on the attitude. Someone can be, you know, apparently worshiping the deity, but not with a service mood. Mayavadis also worship deities. They also chant. Sometimes they chant Hare Krishna. But they're thinking they want to become Krishna. And then when they decide that they become God, then they stop that worship. They don't realize that this, what Krishna is, the Supreme Person. We all want a relationship with a person. People are working so hard to find someone to have a relationship with or to meditate on someone else's apparently nice relationship. Friends, or like that one TV show is called Friends, right? I don't know what it's about. You know, they're gratifying each other's senses. Mostly everything's about some romance. Someone's found the two beautiful people have found each other, and it's so nice. Everybody wants a relationship. Now we see more and more ads for these dating services and matching services, right? Because people can't find anyone to have a nice relationship with. And we don't know how to have relationships. We don't learn. People don't learn how to relate to other people, how to make friends. So then sometimes we have trouble also establishing a relationship with Krishna. Sometimes people blame Krishna. But it's up to us. Krishna gives exactly what we give him. So if we're giving Krishna love, we want to please Krishna, we want to, you know, follow the instructions of Krishna, especially taking shelter of the spiritual master, and then trying to carry out the order of the spiritual master, chanting for the pleasure of Krishna, cooking for the pleasure of Krishna, doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. That's devotion. That's what bhakti. And then Krishna is very, very pleased. That meditation becomes very great. Even can be done in the mind. We might not have, you know, so much. Here we have a lot of opulence, but still we don't have such nice things to offer. Mostly we have these flowers that don't smell and stuff. Right? Kali Yuga, nothing to eat. Food's not, the vegetables and fruit are not very good. We have to bring things from far away. But Krishna is pleased when we offer with love. Patram, pushpam, palam toyam, yome bhakta prayachati. Of course, if then we have to know something, how to, you know, if someone thinks we'll offer the marijuana leaf to Krishna, some people think like that. That's not what he wants. He wants the tulsi leaf, and there's so many leafy vegetables, like Lord Chaitanya, he liked the shock, spinach. But it's not just the spinach like we call spinach in the market, but green leaf, so many in Bengal they'll offer. If you go to a Bengali house, you know, they'll give you 10 different kinds of shock. Right? You've seen that? And they, everyone is different. They know how to spice it. They just go and pick anything. They know what's what. And Lord Chaitanya would say, oh, this shock is transcendental. He would name the different kinds of shock, Gopal and Govinda and Giridhari and whatever. He would name it names of Krishna, and he would say that just by eating this, you can get Krishna prema. But that was because of who cooked it. Some of his associates were famous as being very, you know, good cooks, like Damayanti and Raghava Pandit. We went to his house in Panihati. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they have the list of all the sweets that Damayanti made for Lord Chaitanya. She would make sweets that last all year. And they have a display case. They have models of all of them. I don't know how they made them, but they look exactly. You know, all the different things that are described, they have a little bowl of them. And then they packed them up, and then they would carry them to Jagannath Puri and offer them to the Lord. And he liked it so much that every day he'd just eat a little bit. And throughout the year, he would take it. But she was very sensitive. She was thinking, you know, maybe he's eating a lot, so he needs some ginger candy to, you know, to help the stomach. And completely devotional. Raghava Pandit was extremely concerned about cleanliness. And Prabhupada made the point in the purport that this is not some fetish, some, you know, fanaticism, but it's a high standard. Nowadays, the modern psychiatrists, they say that these Brahminical standards of cleanliness and also the Jewish standards, like in kosher, that only a crazy person could have written this. Somebody that has a cleaning fetish. You know, this is too much. this is how they are. That anything that anybody does, especially a religious, they say it's crazy. Someone is like a child, if he runs around a lot, they say he's hyperactive. And if he sits down quietly, they say he's something, what, dull or something. You know, they have medicine for whatever the person does. They say it's something wrong, and you have to take medicine to change it. So we don't approve of that. We'd rather read Srimad Bhagavatam. The more one reads Srimad Bhagavatam, the more it comes to life. It's Krishna on every page, Krishna on every word, Prabhupada said. And we can relate and associate with Krishna and all the great, you know, incarnations of Krishna and chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we can serve the devotees. That's the highest order. Lord Chaitanya said, Vaishnav Seva Nama Sankirtan. And do we do these two things? Serve the devotees, chant the holy name, and then you will very quickly get the lotus feet of Krishna. So if we practice that and we teach new people that principle, everybody becomes very happy. We have examples like in Bombay in our Chopadi temple. They started out, of course, it was started by wealthy businessmen, and they decided, you know, that they would take care of everything as far as money and management so that the brahmacharis never have to worry about anything. So they have 75 brahmacharis whose only worry is how to preach. So they're very genius coming up with so many different, you know, activities for preaching. They never have to. For book distribution, they sell the books, but they never have to go out and, you know, collect for maintenance of the temple or anything like that. The householders, they know this is our duty, you know, to take care of the devotees, take care of the temple. So things are flourishing, thousands of devotees. So much, you know, Sankirtan, so many festivals. serving the devotees. Seva, Vaishnav, seva. Seva means that you consider that person something great, that so you want to serve him. Not daya. Daya means mercy, serving, oh, this poor slob, you know, I have to help him, right? This poor homeless, I'm so great, I have a lot of money, I'll give him some food. That's also pious, but seva means we have Vaishnav seva, guru seva, deity seva, so many souls to be. That you think, I can't do anything, I'm useless, but so I'll help this person, I'll serve this person who's something good. And Vaishnav seva, Lord, all the devotees. One should think like that, humble state of mind. You want to serve everybody. Prabhupada said that was his, you know, he's a servant of everybody. He said, I'm 10th class because I'm a servant of everybody. He felt that way. One of the leading business advisors of the world nowadays, the one that everybody else bases all their theories on. They ask him, what does it take to become the, you know, the CEO, the, what do they call that? The control, yeah. What does the CEO stand for? Chief executive. He said, when you think that you're the servant of everyone else in the company, then you can be the chief of the company. So he understood. That should be our mentality. When, you know, those who consider themselves the servant of everybody, then they can be elevated. Really consider that. Lord Chaitanya considered himself the servant of the servant of the servant. Didn't consider himself, you know, a sannyasi or a brahmachari or any of these other designations, although we act in these designations. But Kali Yuga, we don't understand, you know, how to act. We don't know how to serve the devotees because everybody is thinking, trained up, you know, how to arrange that I will get some servants. Like Kali Yuga now, divorce is so common. And because most people enter into the marriage thinking, now I will have a servant. Now I'll have somebody that will do whatever I want, will please me. So if two people are together but they're both wanting that, it's not going to last very long. You know, and even if one is totally absorbed, if there's no sharing, you know, in any relationship, then it can't last. And that enters, Kali Yuga enters everywhere, in every, you know, even our society. You know, we're supposed to have, we do have the highest principles, but many cannot follow. Even though it's very simple, four regular principles, Prabhupada did talk about quite a bit. We only promised, you know, a few things at initiation, four regular principles and chanting every day 16 rounds. The Prabhupada said, even our men, even they're trained, but they have trouble. Lord Chaitanya said, because of offenses, we don't get the full taste. You know, Krishna is so kind, nam namakari, bahuda, nijasarva shakti. His unlimited names, and in all these names, he's put all his transcendental energies. And niyamata, there's no hard and fast rules for chanting. There are rules about the, you know, you should follow and chant in the direction of the spiritual master, but not that you have to be in a particular place or a particular time, or you have to have a, you know, particular, anybody can chant. And anybody who does chant can get, you know, connect with Krishna, can be with Krishna. But if one chants offensively, then they won't get the benefit of being with Krishna. Krishna goes away. Like if we're criticizing devotees and Krishna goes away. So I can talk about all the things that are going wonderful in ISKCON, and people will say, oh, but you know, what about all the bad things? What kind of fool are you? Don't you know about all these things? Can't we just discuss that? Can't we get on the internet and find all these things? Can find about any religion, actually. When the internet first came, the Christians were thinking, well, this would be a great chance to preach. But they found out that much more people criticizing their religion were on the internet than they could keep up with. Because those people, somehow they have a lot of time. But it doesn't do any good. It's like if we have a glass of ink and we keep pouring pure water or milk, eventually all the ink will come out and you know, it will be pure. But if we just keep stirring up the ink and examining it under a microscope, it'll stay ink, it'll stay dirty. So we have impure consciousness, we have impurities within our society. We want to drive them out with purity, by, you know, doing the good things, chanting the holy name for the pleasure of Krishna. That's what we're here for. That's why we took birth. That's why, like Indians, there's a world now, everywhere you go, there's so many Indians. And most of them have gone to wherever they are, you know, to make money. But that's not why Lord Chaitanya is putting them, because they do know something about Krishna, and hopefully they can, you know, maybe support a temple, or they can learn to preach. And everybody's everywhere, because they're all, there's devotees everywhere. But we have to find them, wake them up, you know, give them education, and teach them to, you know, tell other people about Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was here in L.A. in 1968, I think it was, when they were not, I don't know if it was even La Cienega then. It was a small house. And there was five, Aniruddha and a couple of devotees, Dayananda and Nandarani. And so he was asking them, are you happy? Do you like to chant? And they, oh, yes, Prabhupada, they were saying. And he had many letters coming. Prabhupada, I'm so happy. Devotees didn't know anything else. And, you know, I'm happy, I'm so happy, I'm chanting, I'm so relieved. It makes me feel so good. So Prabhupada asked all the devotees. They all said, yes, yes, I'm very happy. So he said, I ask you one thing only you should do. You should tell other people that you're very happy, you like chanting. He said, you don't have to know anything. You don't have to be a big scholar. You don't have to know philosophy. But tell people you're happy. I like this. You know, I like chanting. I like this book. They can't argue with that very much. If we tell them this is the absolute truth, this is, you know, people, most people argue, right? If we tell them anything, but if we just say, I really like this, and they, so Prabhupada was saying, just do that. Attract people. Witness. You know, get out. Everybody should be thinking how to preach. That's our movement. It's Lord Chaitanya's movement. He told everyone, go door to door. Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shikha. Chant Krishna. He told them, just say like that. Nityananda and Haridas, they were going every day. Chant Krishna. Worship Krishna. Take instruction from Krishna. Read Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Nityananda was saying, this is the only donation I ask. Just give that. Just chant the holy name. But even Lord Nityananda himself, and even in Navadvip, even 500 years ago, when, you know, all these great devotees were there, many people were saying, get out of here. Go away. You Vaishnavs are ruining everything. You know, they were very materialistic people there, a lot of them. That's why Advaita was so frustrated. They were just worshiping Kali, worshiping Durga, and, you know, getting opulence and spending all their yajnas were for weddings and that kind of thing. But even Lord Nityananda was rejected, but he just kept going, and of course many people, they loved it. So we're still trying to follow in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda. When, not these particular murtis, but when the big, first time that the big Gaur Nitai came here, I don't know when that was, but Srila Prabhupada was really in ecstasy. I remember watching him when they opened the doors after dressing. At least it looked to me like Prabhupada just flew. He didn't touch it. He was there so quick. He just off the Vyasasan and then he came back and he spoke and he said, so we need to get the mercy of, in order to get the mercy of Radha and Krishna,